Oh, fuck.
Motherfucker, I caught you. I caught you in your warm-up routine.
Yeah, you got to get those the throat clear, you know?
Yeah. Is that what you do? Is
that's what I do when I nut. I go, wow.
You like some... It's like you're what's that native cowboy guy from space that some...
Oh, Brave Star?
Brave Star. You're Brave Star. I would have never gotten that. You're Brave Star, and at the moment of completion, you call upon an animal, right? That you're like... But yours is like a domestic cat. You're like, yeah. You're like, I usually would summon a lion and roar as I'm coming to completion. Right. But you're like, meow,
meow. Give me the power of of a domesticated cat. Meow.
You're like, I want to gain me the power of Carol Baskin's tiger.
Growl.
The one that killed the husband. Carol Baskin.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So another week down. We survived.
Dude, have you been... All right. I gotta point it out. Have you been watching Netflix?
No.
No? Oh, okay. I'm just curious. Anyways, we survived, huh? Yeah, we survived another week, dog. Dude, you know what pisses me off? You know what pisses me off?
What?
As I drive here to come and see you, I cross that big... area, the big poppin' place off of the freeway. You know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And they have a whole bunch of like motivational, you know, oh my God shit. That's what I'm gonna call it. It's oh my God shit. Like they have the hotel has like a heart shaped lights, like blue lights in the shape of a heart. And then the other day I saw something that said Arizona Strong. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. If you have not heard my sarcasm in the last few podcasts, we have relatively one of the lowest fucking outbreaks in this country.
That's what it means.
And it's
son.
Like, why we're are strong. You Arizona strong?
We are stronger than the next.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's
like,
what it means.
We're saying everybody we're else bragging. Is bitch made.
Fuck you.
And we're holding it down. Is that
come
what that
on.
Is?
We can right now take over New York if we want to.
Okay, so maybe I'm misunderstanding the intent behind the language,
yeah,
the word bitch.
Trying to make people be like, oh, they're together in a group. No, gotcha. Fuck it. We are strong.
We're stronger than the rest.
We are.
It's better blood.
If this was Call of Duty, we'd fucking
just own them. We'd be the juggernauts.
We'd be the juggernauts.
I get what you're saying. Okay, maybe I take my anger back. I get what you're saying.
Right. No. See, Doug Ducey was like, oh, we got to send a message so that the other people know we're ready for them.
I find it hilarious, dude.
We're gonna move to, first, we got to take a big city, a country.
Oh, I was going to say, where does that word come from?
We got to take a big cunt.
I was like, wow, okay.
Like Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin.
No, we got to take a big, country. No, big state.
Uh-huh.
Big populated one. So we got to take New York first, then move down to Chicago, and then once we have enough mass people, then we head over to California.
That's what you should do. They should take the strong Arizonians and just spread them throughout the country, have them spread their seed a little bit. That way we get the antibodies to the coronavirus all over the country, and then eventually we start cross-pollinating and creating a higher level species, you know? If the theory is correct that Arizonians are just stronger, which so like, I don't know if that's true.
So like how aliens do it, except with the humans.
Yeah, man.
Strong ones.
Look, at some point, we got to have this discussion.
Because you got a big ass, because that alien baby.
Yeah, man. That's why I need big birthing hips, because that's the only way. Otherwise, dude, your hoo-ha is going to need some stitches.
Wow.
You're going to need 4 stitches, probably.
Going to look like a shark came out of there.
Don't let the amount of hair I have deceive you. It's all dome. It's all dome. It's thick skull. You know what I'm saying? It's questionable if I played football whether or not I need a helmet. How about that?
Just smack people. Just
dome.
Breaking helmets.
I got that power that the Rhino has in Spider-Man. I just go through shit.
Dude,
we're starting to make it trendy to just sit in your car and talk
I see
some
that.
Shit. Look at this guy. I don't know if he's having a date or some shit. He just parked in front of us. Why? We're just sitting
like,
there.
He's probably like, oh, those guys are jerking each other off, Bill.
We can do it too.
Do it to me, Bill. Do it to me.
Oh, do it to me, Bill. That's hilarious.
Yeah, man.
Oh, look, he's leaving it. He hears us.
Oh, he's like, no.
They see us. I like how his headlights turned on, but his taillights did not.
You don't need those.
You don't need those. Those are only for the people behind you.
Right. Man, that vape place is popping off, man.
Dude, vape people, man, they have a need. Was vape considered an essential business?
No, it was closed.
Were they? What were all the vapers doing, man? Were they getting into hardcore drugs?
Doing crack mostly, just sucking dick, you know.
You're like meth. Meth was available everywhere.
Doing lines of jizz. You know, just
lines of jizz?
Yeah.
Is that what people were doing? Just lines, just lines of jizz? Lines of jizz, man. Wow. It's aggressive. Speaking of running through walls.
Fuck, that's a lot of forehead. Call that bitch Tombstone.
That's a deep ass reference. Wow. Most people are not gonna get the Tombstone reference.
Black Suit Spider-Man.
Wow. If you haven't seen the 90s Spider-Man cartoon, man, you're not gonna get these jokes. Oh, wow. Shit. Tombstone. You know, anyways,
fucking Vulture is looking for you.
Oh Jesus. Anyway, so you were talking about you did one of those not panic rooms, what are they called?
It's like a, what is it, break, is where you break shit. It's a room, it's like a rage room is what they're calling it.
Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah, it's like
how's that work? You go in there and you get like stuff to throw.
Yeah, so it's
you're like package A. This is a vintage bird, like those corner ones that your grandmother has. It also comes with one of those little plastic dolls.
So it's a room basically where you go in there and you break shit.
What is it, like concrete walls? Is that what
yeah, it's concrete.
What walls. If you like chip like a block or like a
that? Yeah, that's happened because it looks like they had to repatch.
Oh, that's walls. Funny.
So you go in there and you. Basically break shit. You break glass shit pretty much, and you know, some plastic shit. They have keyboards that you hit with hammers or bats. We're using bats.
Can you take the hammers and bats and hit the walls?
No, don't do that.
No, they don't want you to do that.
They don't want you to do that.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I saw this on home remodeling shows. It should work.
Now see, I had seen one on TV and it was more like a bigger room, and it was basically just like a house that they were smashing. So
the way you went to the TV, the show.
The show. And so I thought this one would be a little bit bigger, but it's like a real small room, like maybe like a office size, small office.
Okay.
And so they just they give you like a bucket of stuff, pretty much glass, and like some bottles, like liquor bottles.
So it's low key, like basic. It's basic. Yeah. Like the ones I've seen before, it's like it's a whole room, like decorated. Like there's a desk in there, and there's like stuff on the desk and stuff on the walls, and you can pile drive that desk if you really want to.
Yeah, see, I thought it was gonna kind of be like that, but it was a smaller one. Now I don't know if they had bigger ones. We did get the smaller. We got like the cheap package, so maybe that's.
Oh, they have it by package.
Yeah.
And like with the package, you know, it gives you like a list of things that you get with.
No,
package.
It didn't. It was just like $55 or $56 for like two people. And so it just gave us like a, it didn't say, but when we got there, he was explaining, he's like, oh, here's your like bucket of stuff. Came with like, I don't know, 20, 30 things maybe.
So, I mean, I think they got to be going to like Goodwill and just picking up stuff, right? Yeah.
And so it was like a bunch of bottles and it was like beer bottles, like liquor, like the big liquor bottles. Those were kind of cool. Like the big, like
so they give you glasses?
They give you those face shields, like face shields.
And what if you're going ham? I mean, don't those come off?
No, because it goes behind your head. Like, it's straps behind your head. So, you're good. And they're, like, tightening it. So.
Huh.
It's good. Yeah, you can wear goggles, too. They were like, yeah, you can wear goggles.
Were they like, oh, you have to wear a mask while you're in here?
Oh, yeah, they were. They're like,
seriously?
I mean, I was going to wear a mask in there either way because, I mean, you're, like, throwing shit around. So, I didn't want to inhale, like, some glass shards. So, I mean, it makes sense.
Jeez. How long? So, I mean, how long did it take you to break all that shit?
They said, I guess your time was allowed like 20 minutes, but I think we were in there for like 30. So, I don't think
it took you 30 minutes to break 55 things?
I mean, we're messing around a bit. So,
she is fucking the room.
Yeah, we're fucking on the glass, son.
You're like, we weren't doing this for stress relief. We want to see how dangerous and close we can get to shattered glass while we're thrusting and pumping.
Well, I mean, we're, you know, you're like, you're just, I mean, you're not rushing through stuff. You're like, oh, let me hit this with the bat. Let me throw this at the wall. And then they give you keyboards, so we're hitting the keyboards with the bat. It's cool. They give you the little clamp up top that hangs from the ceiling, so you hit the glass bottles with it.
Interesting.
So it's cool. And then you throw glass at the wall.
How long till somebody, like, are they supervising you?
No.
How long till somebody, like, goes in there and just kills himself?
Probably recently. Hey, look at all these gaylords.
They're done buying their vape?
Yeah, they're going to so-called jerk right now. But so...
like, Steve, there's no room in this hatchback. Here, sit on my lap.
Yeah. Sit face first.
Ugh!
Start disgusting. The soup kitchen.
Soup kitchen. Seats roll down, bro. It's okay. It's not gay.
It is. It is gay. But it was cool. I liked it. So, yeah, it was cool. It was cool. I enjoyed it.
Hmm. You had to go pretty far for that, right?
You know, by ASU. It wasn't too bad. Which we were talking, me and Black Mr. Girl were talking. I was like, you know, it'd be cool if we had one of these on this side of town. And as I'm literally looking, there's a nice empty building right in front of me.
There you go, dog. Having to rent that mofo out.
And that's a big one. And you can actually, that's a big, a bigger area. You can probably, you know, actually make some, you know, get some, make some brick walls in there. Fucking go to town.
Go to town, dog. Oh, we always had that fantasy of doing the indoor paintball arena.
That one, too.
There you go,
any
dog.
One of those things. Because there's nothing on this side of town, man.
There's nothing on this side of town. And then, you know what? It's probably a good time to put a business up right now because everybody is so thirsty for doing something.
Right.
Like, they want to get out of the house so bad.
Right.
And just do something that any business right now that involves, like, getting out of the house is probably going to do okay.
Yeah, well, that's what we were talking about, too, because I was like, you know, this was kind of cool. And it, I think, I mean, the we're like... We're trying to figure out what the overhead was over there because we're like, it's a small building. It's probably, I don't know, as big as the Starbucks maybe.
Oh, really? It's tiny.
Yeah, yeah. And so there's like maybe three offices in there that you break shit in. So, you know, it's, and it had restrooms in there. We didn't go in there, but he said there was restrooms in there. So, you know, I mean, and they're not using as much electricity as a Starbucks, you know. And so we're like, what would be the overhead of that? I mean, obviously, you got to rent the space, right?
Rent the space. You probably have to have insurance for people to get hurt because
right.
It's likely to happen. And then just all the shit you got to clean and break.
Right. And then we're like, also the I mean, they make you sign waivers. They're like, if you get fucked up, like, it's not our problem.
Yeah, but at some point, somebody's going to do something, and you're going to get a lawsuit, and you're going to need a lawyer.
Right.
So plan to have a lawyer.
So,
on retainer.
Yeah, I have one. So, but also, like, it wasn't a, I don't think it was in a off, it was an office space. So it wasn't a.
So you had drywall. That means you got to put up some brick walls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just so you know, you're not putting,
you know,
stuff
it wasn't
drywall.
It wasn't a commercial space. That's what the word I was trying to look for. It wasn't a commercial space. It was an office space. So, you know, filthy Mexican. So, you know, I was like, oh, okay. And then, you know, but. It might, one thing is it has a low overhead because, you know, you're just buying shit from like Goodwill. It's like 50 cents. Like, who wants a fucking old ass ashtray?
You got to make, this is what you do, dude. This is what you do. All right. If you're going to start one of these here, I'm going to save you guys on the podcast a lot of time and energy. This is how you do it.
Let's do it.
You go to Goodwill, you make a friend and say, look, I need you to pick up and give me the shit that is the cheapest and looks very fragile. And then you get them to give you the hookup with their discount as well. Then you go to your local sports bars, your local grills, and you say, look, guys, I own this business. I'd be willing to give you a very small fee for your used bottles. Used bottles of liquor, used bottles of, you know, those big-ass bottles of vodka. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those big-ass bottles of Patron would probably be good too.
Mm-hmm.
Those Sky Vodkas, you know, right. Or any of those little bitch drinks like the Smirnoffs.
Yeah.
Take those for days,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we had one of those.
Yeah, man. So that's what I'm saying. You make business with them. They give you their bottles. I mean, especially if you go to a big target area where people are just partying and shit. Perfect, dude. Perfect. And then you just constantly have a flow of glass, which people love to break. And then just random... old China from the 1930s that just people have that people don't like those creepy little dolls with the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
You're just kind of like, those things are creepy. People would love to break those.
Yeah, man. Go to the ceramic, fucking old ass ceramic.
There you go, man. I just gave you guys, everybody, a business idea. Fucking wherever welcome. You are right now, go rent a spot.
Yeah, man. See, if you're not, this way we're on the scientific.
That's right. We're on the science, and now we're slowly breaking into the entrepreneurial podcast space. So
Elon,
just,
we're right below Elon Musk.
We're right there. Right there. We fucks with Elon, but he's going to fuck with us later.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Dude, right. Kevin Hart was on Rogan's podcast, and at the very end, he was just like, he's like, that's why I like you, Joe Rogan. I fucks with you, Joe Rogan, right? He says that, and I'm like, man, that's my goal now, is to have a black dude come up to me and be like, I fucks with you, Jonathan. It just sounded so cool. I'm like, I'm going to use that.
But yeah, man, so that was that. And then when we were talking about that, I looked over, I go, that's a white girl with a fat ass. And then I looked over, and no, that's what I said.
I looked over real quick. I was like, no. We're looking.
Like you said, all the things I like.
I said, where's that at?
No, I looked over. I was like, that's a white girl with a fat ass.
Yeah.
And then I looked more, and I saw it was a rock climbing place.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, we got to do a rock climbing.
Dude, there's one right here.
Where?
Off the freeway I took to get here.
Bullshit.
Dude, I've been to it.
Bullshit.
Go fuck your face. Wait, that doesn't make sense. Fuck your couch. What? I've been to it. I went a few years ago. I told you about it, and you were like, no, I don't want to do it. It's not my thing.
Where?
It's off of... you could see it on the freeway, yo. It's like off of Olive, I think. Yeah, Apex, I think it's called. I've been there. It's a cool place. Cool little chill place. I wouldn't recommend going right now because, you know, it was 115 degrees or some shit today. And those places typically aren't air conditioned.
Is there one there?
And so
you're right there with all the small buildings by the shooting place?
Yeah. It's near there.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, there's one right there. Yeah, those places typically aren't air conditioned. And today it was 115 degrees or some shit.
Air conditioned.
No, dog, it's a warehouse with giant fake rocks that you're climbing. Why would they air condition that? Why? Why would they do that?
All right, that might be a winter thing.
It's definitely a winter thing.
We gotta go to
maybe it wasn't 111, but my car.
Shout out to the Boskies.
Shout out to the Boskies?
Yep.
Why?
Because he's interviewing some people.
Yeah, man, their podcast is hyping. Also, shout out, but also putting you on blast. Because on one of the podcasts, you guys were like, we're explicit as fuck, right? They said this, and I quote it. And I proceeded to laugh. Because I was like, you are not explicit as fuck. When you start talking about candy caning, then you can say you're explicit as fuck. Until then, I will continue to retain that title.
I just use soup kitchen as a noun.
Yeah, man.
No, as a verb, as sorry.
You guys cuss a little bit. I get it. You're drinking. I'm doing the sober, man. I'm doing the sober. I don't know if that's kitchen. A brag or a fucking shame, but I'm doing the sober.
I use the term soup kitchen to describe something.
I'm saying, man. Don't tell me you're explicit as fuck. Now, I'll definitely take that one. Explicit as fuck. But anyways, yeah, they're doing good, man. Shout out to them.
I was going
to
say, too,
Sunday League podcast. If you're into baseball, you should definitely listen to those dudes.
That's a fucked up car. And then I was going to say, too, because we had to head to the batting cages so we can put Boskish in. You guys are good form, though. I saw his video. Good form.
Yeah, I still think.
He sucks? Damn. You got to wait till after the podcast to say that.
I still think if there was a way, look, they talked about the podcast. They were like, oh, you can play 1-on-1. Okay, first of all, these are three dudes that are,
they are dudes,
weekend correct. Baseball players. All right?
Correct.
They've been playing baseball probably since they were able to hold a bat. Okay? With that said, there's no real way to put like a 1-on-1. This isn't like a 1-on-1 basketball game, right? Because let's face it, Ruben's a pitcher. So if we're playing like who can hit the ball, or who can not strike the other one out. Yeah, Ruben's got a fucking headway on that, right? Because he's been doing it forever,
mm-hmm.
right? Wait, what was my point to this? My point is, long story short, there's no real way to be competitive on a one-on-one basis in baseball. And it's not like I can be in there and be like, I'm going to take all three of you fools on by myself. That's just... That's just retarded, right? Oh, but that's not the right word. I shouldn't be using that. It's just dumb.
Offended.
I'm just dumb. I'm just. It's just dumb to say that.
I'm offended, as I work with retards all the time.
I know you. You can say it.
I can say it.
So my point is, there's really no way of doing it, right? So we got to figure out a point system in which I can prove that I can own all three of them. Because what I'm doing is essentially walking into a handicap sport. It's like me being like, "Yo, man, what we'll do is we'll do some jiu-jitsu, and whoever submits the other one wins."
Mm-hmm.
Well, none of them, as far as I know, have ever trained. So it's like, yeah, you definitely have a handicap. I'm just saying, if there's an easy way to prove this, I'd be down. I'm not worried. I'm okay for a 75-year-old. I can figure shit out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
I got you.
That's all I'm saying.
There's only one way to do this.
And Broski just needs to man the fuck up and go get stricken out. He needs to get stroked by that pro game player.
Say, so you need to go get stroken in the locker room.
You need to go get struck out. Struck out. That's what it is.
Strucking out.
Struck out.
Out, son.
You need to get struck out by that pro player. And you need to stop being cheap. I'll pay some money for you, for your little $500 loss you're going to take, because you can get owned, dog. And that's just coming from love, because I'm just saying, that guy pitches like 95 miles an hour or some shit, right? Some shit like that?
Eee.
I could probably do 190 mile per hour, but then afterwards I'm going to blow my shoulder up.
Fuck. Your arm just explodes.
Just fucking like, dude, remember when Randy Johnson hit that bird? That's what my shoulder's going to do.
That's what my shoulder's going to do.
See, all the guys right now from the Sunday's, what is it called? Sunday, they changed it. Now it's like Sunday the League podcast or some shit. Whatever it is. All those dudes right now are like, oh, fuck, he knows baseball. That's all the baseball I know right there. I just threw it all out there. Randy Johnson blew up that bird and my shoulder blowing up. That's all baseball I know, man. Even though I played it when I was little.
You're going to need the Tommy John. Like, who the fuck's Tommy John?
Who the fuck is Tommy John?
why is he trying to rape me?
Who is Tommy John? I don't know who the fuck that is. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I think Boski's wife, or the all three of those dudes' wives know more about baseball than I do. Because in the latest episode, they had a game, like a little Jeopardy kind of game.
Mm-hmm.
And the wives, dude, I didn't know any of those ones. Except, I did know the one where they were basically saying the field, and it was Chase Field. Mm-hmm. I got that one. By the way, bitch was Bank One Ballpark before it was Chase Field. That would have still been the right answer. Just saying. But anyways, enough.
It was the Bob, son. It was the Bob.
It wasn't the Bob.
It's called Bob? Bank One Ballpark.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. I used to have a Bank One. In fact, I don't have it in my wallet. I used to have a Bank One little thing for my card.
Yeah, I have a Bank One Ballpark condom.
I'm like, I'm waiting for the perfect time use it.
It gets big when you when you put it on.
It's shaped like a baseball bat.
That's where the money's at, son.
Condoms. We need to come out with our own brand of Monday's locker room talk condoms.
You got to make them ridiculous but funny shapes and sizes.
But the problem, though, is that, like, what happens the moment you get hard and then you put the condom on and it's so funny that you get soft?
Hey, man, that's your problem. My problem is putting the print on the condom.
Condoms.
And making it, you know,
and make that fucking... making it airtight, and also, man, making sure the print doesn't get rubbed off with that lube that's on the condom.
Making sure the fucking picture doesn't end up in the coochie and
Can
shit.
You imagine? You're like, at first, it's like a tiger or some shit, and by the end, you're like, all the paint is gone. It's a basic
Where
condom.
Did it go?
You're like, oh, we need to go back to R&D with these. Your coochie's kind of orange and striped now for some reason.
You might pee orange and black for a while.
You might want to get a hose and just hose all that down, because that can't be good having that ink in your system.
Hey, it was lead base paint.
Yeah, just get. We took it from old World War II cans, trying to save money a little bit.
One said Agent Orange. I don't know what that means.
Oh.
It was cheap, though, so it must be good.
That's why condoms are 35 cents a condom. What are you talking about? What do condoms go for these days?
I don't know. They use them like homosexual.
You're like, the gays are the only ones that use them. Yeah, man. They have to protect themselves from the AIDS.
Oh, fuck. Who told me? Speaking of AIDS.
Oh, Jesus. That's a transition. Speaking of AIDS, I have a bone to pick with someone.
Segway.
Okay.
That's a shirt right there. Segway. And it's a Segway.
Oh. That's not bad. That's not bad. We need to come out. We need to come out with like a Monday's Locker Room Talk shirt.
And it's we gotta talk. Did you come up with any ideas for a slogan?
Nah, man, I suck with slogans. Otherwise, I would have had one by now.
I'm like, Monday's Locker
Room. I don't even have one for my other podcast.
Monday's Locker Room Talk. If you're not offended, we didn't do our job.
Maybe instead of offended, you should be grossed out.
No, you gotta be offended.
Gotta be offended?
Monday's Locker Room Talk. We cuss more than a sailor.
I'm trying to get better at it.
Fuck that.
Do I think last week's episode or maybe the one before, I think you might have actually cussed more than I did.
The fuck I did.
Trying to work on it.
Monday's Locker Room Talk. Put in the...
Dude, you know what we should do legitimately? Just be like, Monday's Locker Room Talk, the most educational podcast online. And then just wear it everywhere. So people just start downloading.
That's legit.
And then just being like, wait, what? What did you just say? That's not educational. That might be just porn.
I mean, it might. That's good. That's good.
That's what we need to do.
All right. I'm going to go. Now that I got this week off, I'm gonna start designs.
I'm going to give you this podcast for you to edit. Is what I'm going to do.
You got a week off too.
No, I don't have a guaranteed off. Besides, it's time for you to start editing podcasts.
I'm going to will it that you have it.
Shit. I'm going to get my shit. Is that how it works? You should be willing me some money is what you should be doing.
You should be willing me some money.
You should be willing me two turbos for my car. You should
be
willing me.
It's hot outside. You don't need that.
I will pull the engine right now, dog. I will. You give me two turbos, I will pull the fucking engine right now. All that woodworking shit, out the window.
Out the fucking door.
Out the window.
In the street.
I will be yanking that engine and making my car go real quick. Real quick.
Monday's Locker Room Talk. It's educational.
Educational AF.
There you go.
Educational as fuck.
I was going to say and some.
But and some.
Educational and some. There you go.
And they put a little podcast. Is there a podcast symbol? Is there like a universal podcast symbol? I mean, everybody there's got their podcast like app. But what's the podcast symbol?
Just a dick. Let's see. I think that's all I got. Oh, okay, so speaking of AIDS.
I've never seen this symbol in my life. And I have two podcasts.
So that guy getting the 5G?
Hmm.
Is that just the...
It just looks like Professor Xavier.
Yeah, Professor Xavier. That's what I was going to say. That's just Professor Xavier.
He's like, hey, I'm reading your mind. Oh, maybe that one. Maybe that's maybe that little microphone, maybe. See, this looks like a person. It kind of looks like a key making waves. Some of these vector arts are not very good. What is that? Some Illuminati looking shit. It looks like Illuminati merged with the Moon Queen. Wait, what? Sailor Moon shit. Hmm. Anyways, go ahead.
All right, so AIDS.
AIDS, that's right. All right, so you got a test done.
No. Stupid. No, I was saying, somebody told me that only dudes get AIDS. Is that true?
No, everybody can get AIDS.
Right, that's what I said.
Right? I think it's just highly, highly, highly common with the homosexual community because I think the usual way of transmitting it is to fluid exchange.
Through
your butt. But it's not just like jizz it's in and your pre-cum. Butt. It's typically, I think, blood.
Yeah, because that's why people get it through needles, because they like shooting
cherry needles, right?
Yeah, right.
And so, or like breaking the skin or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so that's happening, I think, when you're having anal sex, because dudes be having anal sex, should be tearing, because, you know, some dudes are packing heat and some other dudes be. Dude, asshole is not that big. So whenever you see anal sex, you're like, man, you had to prepare for that, right? Like you had to get one of those like. take it one of those things that like slowly begins to relax the musculature around the area.
Butt plug.
So that it slowly relaxes so that when you do insert a big phallic object and proceed to do things, also the area is not self-lubricating like a, a vagina is, right? Mm-hmm. So when you proceed to insert a big phallic object and do powerful thrusts...
I'm uncomfortable. Monday's locker room talk. I'm uncomfortable.
That's not bad. So, yeah, that's what happens. I mean, stuff tears, skin tears, right? Like, I got all kinds of cuts in my hands from this woodworking. Wow. So, it's gonna happen. So, I think that's why it's prevalent in the gay community, because gay dudes be packing more than just heat. So,
talking about dick.
So,
Monday's locker room talk. I'm talking about dick.
So, yeah, that's the problem. So, that's why it's so prevalent. And so, I think... If you're smashing clam, you're not necessarily breaking skin.
That's true.
Right? Like you're not just like
rubbing those raw.
Well, that's the problem. Once again, self-lubricating parts, right? So in theory, if you're super turned on and you know shit's popping, man's this guy,
kill
what
us.
Is going on with people? Just fucking, what is, dude? Anyways. So those parts are self-lubricating, and so things, you don't have the same level of friction that you do with someone that's trying to fucking start a fire with an asshole and a dick. You know what I'm saying?
Ew.
You know what I'm saying? That exactly. Ow is exactly it. Is that's why it happens. Educational as fuck today, man.
All right,
educational
shirts.
Section on the podcast.
Monday's locker room talk. You just got learned it.
There we go. You just got learned it. Maybe we just start with bumper stickers.
You just got
learned it. He's got learned it.
Then we'll just put the initials.
So yeah, man. That's all I'm saying. That's the downside about having a podcast that is so long in the name region. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have a long podcast name. Monday's Locker Room Talk. Like, that's four words.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We should have had a shorter one, like, podcast.
Going Commando.
Commando. Going Commando.
But yeah, man. So that's what I thought.
Sunday League the Podcast. That's what they changed it to. It used to be the Sunday League. Ours? The Sunday League Podcast. What?
How do you change it? Can we just change it?
I think we can, but the problem is, do you want to go through and just remake everything? Do I got to make some Curious John episodes? Look at this. When's the last time I uploaded? December of 2019. Pre-Rona days, dude.
I don't remember
Nobody remembers what pre-Rona days is.
I don't remember what time is. What is
Prona days? I'm gonna call those the Prona days.
Oh, that's what we gotta change it to. Prona days.
Jesus.
The Prona.
The Peronas.
It's
funny how Podbean just automatically blasts you like, hey, this is how many downloads you've had, you fuck. Try harder. I think that's correct. I mean, that's based on
three.
You're like, just you and me. And Black Mystery Girl. What?
But anyways. This.
Yeah, man. So, AIDS. You were talking about AIDS.
Yeah, man. No, that's it.
That was it? I thought you were going to start with like, hey, man, I had a test. And is this guy going to peel out? Is this Camaro right here just going to start peeling out? Or what's the problem? There you go, dog. There you go. No, he didn't peel out. What a girl. What a girl. Just flexing on nothing. Anyways,
but yeah, man. So there you go. There's my educational thought of the day.
Speaking of the Rona, dude, you know how much money I lost in the other day? The other day, all right, I was in my car, and I just proceeded to do something where I'm like, I should probably, you know, throw a little Purell on these hands because, you know, I touched something like a, I don't know, door or something or gas pump, something, right?
Like I just got some coochie and didn't know if it was good, so I just sanitize my hands, you know. They want to get on my steering wheel.
So I had a little Purell thing in my little glove box,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, grabbed it and I, you know, squeezed a little bit in my hands, and then I didn't realize that due to the heat here in Arizona, where it's hot as fuck right now,
mm-hmm.
the bottle had expanded, and so as I opened it and pressed it, that shit just fucking prah, all over me, all over my dick region too, like just Purelled my dick pants. Well, Purelled my pants. Dick.
Monday's locker room talk. Dick pants.
Dick pants. Right? And so then I'm like, I'm like, oh man, now I got pure all over my dick. And it's just like, all right, well, whatever, right? The pants will dry at some point. Mm-hmm. But then the real realization came in is that I probably lost like $300 on eBay, because that's Purell's going like for gold now, right? I mean, like at that point, my dick's value increased dramatically because I had a, you know, so, functional dick, and it's now Purell'd. So, plus the cost of the Purell itself, it's like $400, dog.
So what you're saying is, you need to rub your dick on some people that needed their hand sanitized.
Yeah. So, I could have squeezed my pants and then just given them some Purell straight from the tap.
So if you would have shot some nut. So what you're saying is you had a supercharged dick nut is what you're saying.
Yeah, it would have been the cleanest nut ever recorded in human history.
It would have been like a mega blast cannon.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Oh, it would have been like when my Dragonite uses Hyper Beam.
Just like
that. You charge it up.
It's like two turns.
For two turns.
Yeah.
And now, not only is it just nut, it has an extra aura around it.
Exact glows.
It
glows a little bit.
At this point, it might. And now it's just super strong. It's killing everything.
Everything, dude. That is going to be the superhuman nut. Like, when that baby, if that baby was to be born, you know what I'm saying? It would be like a baby, like...
It's coming out looking like Thanos.
Superman.
It's coming out looking like Thanos.
Just like that. Baby. And he's going to be like, it's my responsibility to save this planet.
Right. Right, man.
Kill all the Ronas.
So, what'd you do with your super nut? You, like, shot it in the...
I was like, anything else. Just shot it out. Wasted it.
Fuck.
You know? I'm back. I'm trying... Remember, I'm trying to tailor back the Bible verses I'm watching. So, I'm tailoring back. I'm working my way back. I lost it to some role-playing, somebody delivering a pizza or some shit, and I'm like, oh, that girl's wearing a see-through shirt. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I did take your advice this week.
What'd you do? You go to classic porn?
No.
Bible verses?
I even stepped back more. I used the power of imagination.
Wow. Son. Dude, have you noticed that your imagination is shit now?
Yeah, fucking it is.
Yeah, dude, back in the day, I was like a little kid. I was like playing and hiding behind like furniture and pretending I was shooting shit or like jumping and slashing at things in front of me. I used to have this magical imagination. I used to be able to like write books that were like Narnia and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like, fuck.
Yeah, now I'm like...
Can I imagine a titty if I try hard enough? Can I though?
You're like,
what do they look like?
You're like, what is titty?
What does a titty look like? Dude, you're going to wet my car with your little windshield wipers.
Trying to kill this bug, but it's just...
It's on there, dude. Dude, it's 114 a day. That thing's baked on. That thing is fused onto your window like powder coating is to metal.
It was alive, but now it's not, I don't think.
So
Yeah, man.
So that's good. That's good. Work your way back. Imagination is the ultimate goal.
Right.
So you can, like, see a chick and you can just, like, go back and think. And, like, at night you could, like... Use the power of imagination. Who's right. that, Barney? It's like, use the power of imagination.
Right.
And then you could just be like, that's what her shirt looked like. And now with my x-ray vision, bam, done. Bust one out.
There you go. That's right.
You're that's like, what you want to get to. That's the ultimate goal.
I bet she has a coochie probably. I don't even know what
What do those even look like anymore?
What is that
anymore?
Even that? Is it like a beaver or something? I hear that's what people call it. The fucking kitty cat.
I heard it's like a man in a boat. What does that even
fucking,
mean?
What's that even, it's like a pee in a pod. What the fuck? What the fuck is that even?
What does that even mean?
Yeah. I mean,
you're like,
on
fuck
that.
It. I'm going to look up some Georgie O'Keefe fucking paintings. Is that a flower? Fuck is that?
Yeah, I mean.
This is not turning me on. I'm not into roses.
I'm just confused.
Dude, what if somebody started looking up those Georgie O'Keefes? Is that who it is? The chick that draws like vagina flowers? What if somebody started like just straight up jerking off to Georgia O'Keefe paintings? That's all they did.
It's a murderer.
Now, and then
it's a serial killer.
And then now they started getting turned on with roses. And you see a rose and you're like, dang.
Just nothing on the rose.
That rose though.
Just nothing on roses.
And then you start seeing roses of like human shapes. You're like, what?
This is nasty. What the fuck is wrong with you?
And this is why when someone says they have the most explicit podcast ever, or whatever the quote was, I laugh at you.
Are you talking about nothing on roses?
I laugh at you. Explicit as fuck, or whatever Boesky said, I laugh at you.
I I mean, you're
good. At that you're comment.
I mean, I haven't heard it because I don't listen to anybody's podcast. So
how dare you? You should be listening to everybody's podcast to get ideas on how to improve this and take this to the highest level of debauchery possible.
Yeah, well, I listen to other people's. I don't listen to our people's podcast.
How dare you? You're going to get slapped by Boski next time he sees you.
I'm never going to see him.
Triple teamed by all everybody on that podcast.
I'm never going to see none of those guys because California's locked down for the next 22 years.
I thought they were opening up the beaches, no?
For people who are in California.
I heard that there are some countries that will actually pay you to vacation there now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I heard the juggernaut is unstoppable.
I mean, at this point in time, I'm willing to take a risk on some of these. How much are they going to pay me to go to Japan? I'll go to Japan, eat some mochi or some shit, like, you know, with the risk of the Rona.
Look, man, whatever you call coochie is what you call coochie.
We'll do the podcast via Skype, dog. I'll be in Japan, and I'll be like, yo.
What was that? Nothing.
I'm going to be like,
that's a snack for later.
Oh, it's like running in the background. It's like, what's going on? Nothing.
Sexy party. You're so funny.
Sexy party.
Dick so big.
It's just like bigger than we see out here.
Like we thought it's only on TV. Aww. Like, no, it's real. It's real. It's damn real.
It's all me. It's all me. Likey. Yeah.
You like
it. I call this a Thanos blade.
Oh, jeez.
Educational podcast. That's how we do things here.
I guess that was educationally racist.
Yeah, we're letting you know that you can go vacation on the cheap right now. You just got a small risk of the Rona. But look, let's be real.
Get some mask on. You're good.
Let's be real here. It's not that big.
I mean, look.
I'm starting to think this is a government conspiracy.
I'm pretty sure it is. If you think about it, if you really, really, really think about it, who do you know that actually has it? Who do you actually know?
I know that has the Rona? I mean, I personally don't know anybody that has the Rona.
Right, right.
I personally.
Right. And then out of the people that you do know that say they know somebody who has it, do you actually even know that person exists? Or is it like, my friend's Uncle Jimmy's friend Bob, stepson Steve, they have it.
Look, I tend to think that in this world, we know way less than we think we do. We accept a lot of shit. That guy just mean mugged me. What the fuck, yo?
Your dick joke.
No kidding. We know a lot less than we think we do. Like, for you to say, like, oh, yeah, my phone does this, and this is why I can send you a Bible verse through 100 miles away. This is why it works. I don't know that. I just regurgitating what some moron said on TV, and that's how I think the phones work. But you don't know that. And you can apply that logic to a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know how shit works. Mm-hmm. And that's just that's not me saying you're stupid. That's just me saying that I don't have enough time to figure out how these lights in front of me are powered and how they generate, how everything goes through the city and eventually gets connected and tapped to some sort of generators somewhere in the middle of fucking nowhere, or that radioactive plant in the middle of the desert.
Right.
I don't know how that works. So I just take what everybody says for granted to a certain degree, and that's how it works. So,
but then also, I am saying I don't know how it works. And also, I am saying I'm not good at math all the time. But I am saying sometimes I know when shit don't add up.
This Rona thing's a little funny. I mean, I definitely am curious because I think those numbers are hella skewed. We've talked about this a million times. These numbers are hella skewed. Hella skewed.
And because, like you said, I don't know how all this shit works. But also, I'm a smart enough person to be like, that looks like a 3, and that looks like a 3, and then the answer you're coming up with is 22. The fuck?
Yeah, I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
Yeah, man. So, who knows? But, yeah. So, there you go.
All right,
you want to hear my funny story?
Oh, yeah. Well, what's up?
All right, so I went to went to go do our anger room thing, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did you feel better after that? Were you like, I now feel less stressed? Do you feel like they got a lot of business, too, right now? That panic room or the anger room or whatever the
fuck? You know, we were I think we might have been the first booking there.
Really?
And then after we left, the room was filled up. Like, they were explaining people, and there was somebody in the room next to us.
How many rooms did they have?
I think it was 3.
Wow. Telling you, it's not a bad business idea. No, really, isn't.
That's what I'm telling you. It's easy. It's very easy to do. Like, you can, you definitely can. It's something that's always going to be available. There's always garbage, right?
Right.
There's, like, always people that can do that. They always are, like, getting rid of glass. Like, there's always glass that you can recycle.
Well, right. And also, there's always people that are looking to get their anger out somehow.
Right.
And that's a good way, I guess. Mm-hmm. Better than getting in a fight and really beating yourself up. Like, did you ever see that video? I'm sure I've sent it to you. Of that lady who tries MMA. Like, her name's, like, Karen or some shit. And she's just a normal mom who, like, thinks MMA is just so easy because mm-hmm. she's watched so much of it. And she gets owned by an MMA fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that? Mm-hmm. That video is hilarious. Because she comes at the girl like she's going to, like, I don't know, naturally bob and weave and avoid punches and, you know, fucking go around punches and takedowns or some shit. And that girl literally just grabs her, throws her, and then she falls or something. I can't even remember. And she's about to get up, and that girl just straight up clocks her with the right hook to the face and knocks her face first on the mat. And I'm like, damn, Karen, you misunderstood your ability to do anything. And it's not like Karen looked like she was a CrossFit athlete. Karen looked like mom of 3.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever that means to you. Don't take offense, ladies, because I know already your vaginas are fucking tightening up, and you're like, what is that supposed to mean?
They're all sinking
what does
up.
That mean when he says wife or mother of 3? Take that however you want.
Just so they're all sinking up.
Anyways, sorry. Go ahead. So you did your anger room?
Oh, yeah. And then we saw the rock climbing. And then we're like, yeah, we'll have to come do that. Then I was like, I'm hungry. Let's go get some food. So we went to Cane's. Big-ass line of Cane's.
Yeah, Cane's.
And then
good chicken strips. And Texas toast.
And then we got our food at Cane's. But as we were waiting in line at Cane's, we saw this, you know, we're right by the college. So we saw this very, very attractive girl who decided to wear no bra and just a very thin.
Gotta love summer.
Thin napkin shirt on and some very, very large breasts just bouncing away down the street. Very tiny shorts, too. Just walking. I was like, wow. Like, that's a large ass there.
Mm.
And some large
sounds like
titties.
A porn star.
Yeah, it looked like a porn star.
Maybe
like, wow.
Like you missed it. If you would have kept staring at her for a while, like Mr. Big Dick would have came out of a car and been like, hey, what's your name?
No, I was just like, damn, like, jeez. And I was just staring.
Maybe the porn star. She looked like an older porn star.
No, she looked like a college student. Oh, she was a college student.
Wow.
And then I was like, look, Black Mystery Girl. She's like, wow. 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 I was like, shut up. She's going to hear you. She's like, yeah, she probably will. She's like, wow.
She's like, damn.
Yeah. And so I was like, she's like, where do you think she's going? I'm like, she's probably going to go. Something's going in here. Like, she's.
Something's going in her.
Like, she's going somewhere. Like, she's going somewhere to get something. Like she's not going to class. Like, that's for damn sure.
Well, yeah, nobody's taking classes right now.
She's not going to get food right now looking like that. Like,
dude, you never know, man. This new generation, man, is all about attention. Social media, fucking visual attention. This new generation is different, man. Dude, do you remember? I keep saying this because we're getting old as fuck. Dude, we're getting old as fuck. I'm getting to that age now where I'm turning into Bill Burr. Mm-hmm. And, like, I hear music and I'm like, look at all this dog shit music.
No, that's exactly dog what I shit heard, too. Music. And I was just talking to this dude at work I was working with. He's older than me, too. And I was like, he's like, man, all this music sucks. I was like, yeah, man. I go, this music does suck. I go, and I'm just at the age now to where I was at my dad's age where he was complaining about the music.
Yeah.
And like all the people now are taking like the beats from when I was younger.
Yeah, man.
And they're starting to do them. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
You fucked that thing up. You fucked it up.
And that's what my dad was doing when I was younger. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
We're getting old, man. We're getting old.
Like fucking, they just did one the other day. I lost all my shit. All my shit.
Lost all my shit.
I lost it all. It was fucking, what's his name? Kevin Little.
Okay.
Where he's like,
turn me on.
Yeah, he's like, turn me on. He's like, I got this Python.
Yeah,
I got this Python.
Yeah. I remember back in the day, girls used to love that song.
Yeah, man, that dude talks about his Python in his pants.
Yeah. And girls are over here in the fucking, in the dance club, and they're just like rubbing on each other. Like,
And then so this random ass child is rapping over that beat. I'm like, what the fuck is you doing?
Yeah, man. I get like that with some music too.
Is you doing? And then he just does like the chorus, but he's not really doing the chorus. He's like, yeah. I'm like, the fuck? And then I'm like, you didn't even do the best part of that song, which is where he talks about the Python in his pants. So just fuck this man's legacy. Okay. All right. So just fuck him, right? Okay.
That's what all these young bucks are doing, because they want to get the good beats, but they also want to get the old school people to come back. And I'm like, no, man, you're not doing it right. Why would
like,
I come back?
Like some bitch did one of Usher's songs. I'm like, I was like, wow. And then Usher had to get on that bitch, because he's like, I can't let you ruin my legacy like this bitch. you got me fucked up all the way. You can use my song, but I'm gonna be on my song.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't. We're getting old. But my point was, like, remember back in our day, man. You would have not likely seen a girl like that in the wild unless you were the dude that was walking in the back of a porno shoot.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, Mr. Big Dick comes out and he's like talking to the girl and he's like, you know, winning her over automatically. You'd be the dude in the back that just walked by with a slice of pizza. Like, that's the only time you're seeing a girl like that. Because in those porn videos, all the dudes are like, what the fuck is they walking by, right? Because the chick's ass is popping out. You probably got one lip slipping out.
Right.
And then you got, like, boobs bouncing all over the place like they're basketballs at a game. And so you don't see that. But nowadays, I don't know, man. I don't know. Based on the Bible verses that I see on Instagram, you know, I believe it. She's probably going to get Chick-fil-A.
No, then we got our food and we pulled out. And then Black Mr. Girl started getting into a vehicle with another dude.
She got into a vehicle with another dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's probably the dick appointment.
She was like walking. So we're right here. Like the car she got into was like way over there. You see where that white car is?
Yeah, like about, I don't know, 100 feet.
Yeah, but like she was walking like from down the street to that car.
Probably a dick appointment, dude. Yeah, all these girls, man, now that the Rona is slowing down, or, you know, whatever it means.
Speeding up.
Whatever that means. All these girls are just itching for that dick appointment. And now they can go and get their hoo-haws, you know, taken care of, you know, now that the anestheticians and the hair-cutting people.
Cover those shapes.
Man. They can get like the nice, like, like, you gotta get some cool shit. You gotta get like the podcast icon. You know, get on there. You know, get another. What's a cool vector symbol? Get like a gas symbol. You know, like for your car.
Right, that's where you want. Right, stick in right there.
Yeah. Or get like a turn signal that's just pointing right down to your hoo ha. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know,
you gotta get some cool vectors. Like, what's a real cool vector? Like, get the Apple symbol.
Oklahoma City Raiders.
What the? You know, if you're a diehard Apple fan, just get the little Apple icon.
There you go.
You know?
Get
you're like, I want the whole Microsoft symbol all over across. Right.
Some ho shit like Altima. Altima symbol for your house.
Oh, shit. Dude, remember how the last week or 2 weeks ago, I was talking shit about Nissan and I was like, do better?
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of started teasing their new lineup. I'm like, this will be the ultimate test if our podcast got to whatever that fucking dude's name was. That I can't remember anymore. It's happening. But anyways, back to my point. My point is that back in the day, man, we would have never seen that.
Yeah,
ever.
Man. You wouldn't see shit like that.
Now, nowadays, though, women just walking around with short shorts where, like, their ass cheeks are popping out. And a little bit of me can't say nothing about it.
Hey, man. They know what
I'm
you want.
I'm not mad at it. You should have the right to wear that. It's a woman's right. to wear whatever she wants, whether it's no bra or titties popping out or butt cheeks slapping each other because they're just out in the wild. I support your ability to do that, ladies.
All that stuff.
All of that stuff.
Because you're not sexist.
Because I'm not sexist. This is a free, open podcast. We talk shit about everyone.
That's right.
I don't care if you're a man, woman, child.
Just gotta make that clear that we are not sexist and we support everyone. And yes. Also, we are not anti-Semitic. We support the Jews.
We are Semitic.
Fully Semitic.
Fully Semitic.
Monday's locker room talk. Fully Semitic.
Here you go. Here you go. First shirt idea. Fully Semitic. Semitic AF, one would say.
Right. Yeah, get that. Hilarious. Get that Jew star on it.
All right, dude. So this will be the final thing, and then maybe we can dip out.
Okay.
I was thinking about, you know how like.
Bitches.
Bitches be crazy. No, I'm just kidding. I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, you know, nobody ever invites us to parties, which I get. Because you and I are like antisocial.
Our only two friends?
Yeah, we're antisocial. But I was thinking, I'm like, dude, if we ever got invited to like a costume party, I think I know what I'd wear. Like, we were getting a Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think about that? Like, if you're like, if somebody ever was like, we're doing a legit costume party. Mm-hmm. Don't be wearing no dumb shit. Like, you just went to, what's that Halloween store that always pops up during Halloween?
No, Spirit.
Don't go to Spirit and just buy some cheap-ass plastic, like, folding teeth and say you're a vampire, all right? You're like Edward. Don't be doing that dumb shit. Put some glitter on yourself and say you're Edward. Don't be doing that.
Don't get the Pikachu onesie and be like, you're good.
You're
like
good. Don't be doing that shit, all right? If you were, like, at a legit costume party, I think I figure out what I would wear, dude. I think I know what I wear.
What?
It depends on how ballsy I want to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to be like just fucking pretty good costume, you know, I come in.
Mm.
I come as legit, full head to toe, Drake from that one song.
Hotline Bling.
Yes, Hotline Bling. I'd have the sweater. I'd have the fucking what is he wearing? Not Chuck Taylors. He's wearing what are those yellow boots? What are they called?
Uggs?
He's wearing no, the other ones. The ones that are really popular in the 2000s.
Oh, Tim's?
I think he's wearing Tim's. I wear the fucking shitty sweater. And I'd even get that dance move down, dog. I almost got it, too. I'd be doing it in the middle of the fucking party. I'd be like, you know, he's like throwing the Pokeball and shit. Uh-huh. I got that. I almost got that down. That's what I do. But if I was really trying to get crazy, and this is why you guys would never, ever want me to be in one of your Hollywood parties. You got to go with the full-on... And I have to have a fro, too. Full-on LMFAO. What is that song? Too Sexy?
Yeah.
That
oh,
one.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I'd have to have the tearaway pants. It. Yeah. I'd have to have the tearaway pants. I'd have to have the fucking dick swing. The whole thing. The whole thing, dog. Just saying.
Wow, the dick swing.
I just got to make sure it's kind of, you know, not cold as fuck. Because that's going to affect things
you gotta,
a bit.
You got to, you know, stuff it, son.
No such thing,
you
sir.
You gotta make
sir,
sure.
There was no be none of that. I am a gentleman and a scholar, and I do not stuff anything.
You gotta make sure it's. You gotta make sure it's good, man.
I'm just saying, you gotta get the full fucking dance in there, dude. I got this. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. I gotta have the fro. I gotta have the fro too. And then, you know, because I know somebody's going to listen to this and be like, oh, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do a Halloween party just to this dude. See if this dude does it. Don't do that. Because the reality is, like, you don't want me doing this dick fucking dance around your fucking friends. Because then I'll embarrass the fuck out of you and I'll bring you into this dick dance. Just saying.
So I'll also do, I see that one where it's one of those little blow up ones, you know, where it has a little fan on the side.
Oh, which one?
It's not the T-Rex, though.
The T-Rex.
Those are always good, though.
I always wanted one of those.
Yeah, no. Now it's the alien that's carrying the guy.
I have seen that.
It's fucking
those are pretty
epic.
Good. Do you remember when those T-Rex ones came out? I couldn't get one.
No, you couldn't get one anywhere.
I couldn't get one anywhere.
We were trying to do some dumb shit with it.
Yeah, I was trying to do a like a skit in my old garage gym with it.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't fucking get one. I wanted one so bad. I could probably get one now, though.
So you probably get one now.
We got to get some skits. Revamp the YouTube channel. Redo the YouTube channel.
So sexy T-Rex.
Maybe we'll do it on your YouTube channel. How's there that going? Is that good?
I got 908 subscribers.
Has anybody ever been like, hey, are you going to put out some new stuff anytime soon?
No. People keep watching the old shit. I'm like, bro, this is a 360 game.
Dude, I brought up...
Fucking upgrade your console.
I was talking to a mystery girl the other day, and I was telling her, I'm like, did you ever watch some of the old Minecraft episodes? Mm-hmm. That's like, that's, you know, when they come out with games, and there's certain people that are invited to beta versions of them where you could test the game out. Those old Minecraft episodes are essentially beta episodes for Monday's Locker Room Talk.
Pretty much.
They're like beta episodes. Like, dude, we talked about 15. Some horrible, horrible shit. Do you ever get comments on that? People being like, what the fuck did I just watch you guys talk about during Minecraft?
No.
Dude, you got to release the Innie-outie. At this point.
I can't find the video. Oh, fuck. I tried.
At this point, man. At this point.
It's fine. We talked about Innie-outies on here.
And now we have. But back then, you were all afraid to release it. You were scared, man. You let the man work his way into your head. And by the man, I mean Mysterio. Not Mysterio. What the
fuck? Mysterio?
Mysterio. No. Captain, no. Fucking magic guy.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. Yeah. You let Doctor Strange get in your head, man.
It's like Christian guilt, son. It got
me. Is that Christian guilt? I know what you're saying. I hear you. Familiar with it. Yeah. But anyways, that's it, ladies and gents.
I got a request that we're supposed to do... that maybe we should do, I guess, speaking of challenges, got a request that we should do, I guess there's this thing, it's like a 12 egg, 12 bacon, and like 12 pieces of toast challenge.
And what, one person has to eat all of that?
No, two people can eat all that.
12 eggs, 12 pieces of bacon, and what else?
12 pieces of toast or some shit like that.
What kind of toast? Are we talking Texas toast or regular toast?
I guess
can I just get like toast? What's that white bread? What's that?
I think just regular white bread.
Dude, I can do that. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. 12 pieces. Dude, I ate 12 pieces of eggs today. In fact, I ate 4 eggs and like a gallon of that egg white shit. Dude, get the fuck out of here. That's a bitch made it. That's some bitch made shit.
I gotta get more info on like what exactly. I guess you can make up your own challenge. But it has to be the two of us because it'll be funnier if it's the two of us.
Okay, but fine. I mean, 12 eggs and some bacon.
I was like, 12 eggs.
The hardest part of that challenge is cooking the bacon and finding out what to do with that grease.
Throw it in the yard like I do.
Oh, you're going to lure cats and shit. They're going to start scratching at your ground. Be like, wah.
I'm trying to lure a fucking bear? Coyote and shit.
Dude, fuck all that.
We got done, I was dropping Mr. Girl off. And then fucking see something, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? It looks like a dog. I go, whose dog is out? But we're in the nice neighborhood, right? There's fucking nobody.
Whose dog is that?
It's a fucking coyote.
Well, yeah, I mean, what, were you in the north side of town or what?
No, we were by Mystery Girl's house. Black Mystery Girl's house.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I mean, I can see that. She's out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, dude. It was fucking crazy. It was big, though.
Really?
It looked big.
Well, remember the time we went up north?
It looked like my old Doberman.
Jeez. Remember back in the day when we went up north and we went by that old community and we saw like the pack of coyotes that were like walking? Like they were super domesticated. They took the fucking crosswalk.
Yeah. That was random as shit.
I was like, what the fuck, yo? Like we literally had to stop. It was a pack of them. It was like 12 plus. And then one's mean mugging me next to me. I was like, yo, is this dude going to come at me?
Fast. And it was very like, what the fuck? The speed limit is 25.
I mean, maybe this one coyote I could take, but man, the whole pack gets at me. We might be screwed here.
Yeah.
That was crazy. I've never seen like wild pack of coyotes like that. And they were looking at you dirty. They're like, no, you're going to wait for us to cross this crosswalk. This is a legal thing to do. I'm like, Jesus. Motherfucker just learned me.
Yeah, man. But anyways, that's a quick story. But yeah, so I have to look for challenges this week we can do.
All right, look for some challenges.
I was thinking we could do a whole Barlow's pizza in like 12 minutes.
Ooh, 12 minutes. The time is what makes it spicy
right,
there.
Right, right,
right. All right, so 12 minutes. I 12 minutes. The only problem I have with speed stuff is that you don't enjoy the food at that point.
Right.
Right, like you're just doing it like Kobayashi... takes down so much hot dog that you know that dude probably never wants to touch a hot dog ever in his life again. Right? I love pizza. If I end up ruining pizza for myself, I'm going to be a little disappointed.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to look into it this week since I'm off. See, it's something we can do and we'll actually enjoy it. Because, yeah, I don't want to ruin fucking... Maybe we'll just chug a whole bunch of Yogi's Grill since we don't never eat there.
Yeah, something. Figure something out. We'll get something done. But that whole 12 egg, 12 bacon, 12 pieces of bread, get the fuck out of here. Between the two of us? Dude, between the two of us, we I'll eat all the eggs and half the bacon and you just can eat the bread.
I mean, at that point, it's going to have to be like 24 eggs, 24 bacons.
24 eggs. Let's see. That's 24 eggs. Dude, bacon is like... Whatever.
It's not that I can eat. I can
bacon is whatever. And if I do that salty sweet trick that fat fucks do when they do competitive eating, I can do the whole thing. I'll brown sugar the fuck out that bacon, right? And then you do, this is a trick for you guys if you guys want to be fat fucks like me. You cook the eggs with a shitload of salt. Mm-hmm. Then you cook the bacon with brown sugar, right? Get the sweet. And then you... I don't know, just eat the bread with water real quick at the very end. I don't know, man. But the sweet and salty is going to get you to stay hungry. That's the way it works. Yeah, like when you see guys that do competitive eating and they eat, I don't know, something sweet, they'll often ask for like fries with a shitload of salt. Mm-hmm. Because they'll eat some of the fries and the counterbalance somehow makes you continue to stay hungry.
Hmm.
So I'm not worried about
the actual science or is that just like... bullshit somebody
that's
came up
the,
with
it's,
one time.
It's fat fuck signs.
Okay.
It's FFS.
Mm.
Not Fast and the Furious.
It's a Fast and Furious 7.
No, it's
my favorite one.
It's a fat fuck signs. It's a real thing.
Gotcha.
Monday's Locker Room Talk. Fat fuck science.
It's the best kind of science.
It's the best. All right, man. That's it. We'll see you guys next week.